This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
I'm Greg Gutfeld.
I'm Tammy Bruce.
I'm Steve Doocy, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Friday, December 16th, 2022. I'm Eben Brown. The world buys oil and pays for it with U.S. dollars, but what if it didn't? China wants to buy petroleum using its own currency, and Saudi Arabia might just be accepting it as payment.
China could not do this on its own. It could only do this if the Biden administration opened the door. And Biden certainly opened the door.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
The almighty dollar's true might comes not from the U.S. supply of its backing gold at Fort Knox or even our collective good faith and credit. It comes from the fact that so many other nations use the U.S. dollar to back up their own currencies and to buy oil, the petrodollar, as economists call it.
China wants the renminbi to be the world's reserve currency, and the redback can't do that until it gets rid of the greenback.
Gordon Chang is a well-published expert on U.S.-China policy. He's written The Coming Collapse of China and The Great U.S.-China Tech War. He's a frequent guest on the Fox News Channel and Fox Business. He warns that current American coldness towards Saudi Arabia is paying dividends to China, and China's plans to supplant the U.S. as the world's largest economy relies on this game of currency, and the results could be quickly sobering for the U.S. economy.
So Xi Jinping, when he was in Riyadh recently, actually said that he would soon be paying for oil and gas in his own currency. So that means the petrodollar would be no more, or at least there would be two reserve currencies in the world, the U.S. dollar and the Chinese renminbi. I think that the Saudis don't really want to do that. But if they do buy a lot of Chinese goods, I think they'd be willing to take renminbi. And the reason is that this would be essentially barter trade, and it wouldn't hurt them, and it certainly would please the Chinese. Now, for us, this could be one of the most important setbacks since the Cold War, because we derive a lot of our power from the status of the dollar as the world's reserve currency. So we shouldn't underestimate what's going on. And we got to remember that China could not do this on its own. It could only do this if the Biden administration opened the door. And Biden certainly opened the door by his anti-Saudi policies. So this is self-inflicted, and this could be a grievous wound.
Let's talk about what a reserve currency is in contrast or alongside what the concept of the petrodollar is, because I think the average person doesn't think, you know, what is a petrodollar? It's not a term that most people use. They go to the gas station, they fill up, you know, they spend dollars on petrol, if you will. But, you know, they don't understand what that is and what a reserve currency is. And I think that takes you'd be the person to explain that, I think.
Yes, they would still be using dollars to buy gasoline if the greenback was not the world's reserve currency. But we would lose a lot of freedom of action. So, for instance, Congress couldn't spend like drunken sailors. We can do that because the world takes dollars and they need dollars for various reasons, even if we are running large deficits. So it would take away a lot of the freedom that Congress now has to spend on all sorts of things. So, yes, they would still be buying gas with dollars, but they very well would be receiving a lot less from their government.
if this type of arrangement begins to happen with Saudi Arabia, one wonders what the rest of the world will do, because does that mean a lesser nation, if you will, a lesser prominent nation that has backed up its own money in U.S. dollars, might they then be inclined to look to China for a different reserve currency? Let's say it's, you know, the developing African countries or whatever the case may be, or a South American economy for that matter. Do they begin to look to China? I mean, we have that fear with Brazil right now, but there are other countries in South America.
Countries will look to China's and the renminbi if they need renminbi. And they will need renminbi if, for instance, they buy Chinese goods and Chinese sellers demand that they be paid in renminbi. Now, this is just a totally lunacy, because the renminbi is not convertible on the capital account, and it's barely convertible on the current account. So it's a currency that most people would not want to accept. Dollars are great because they're freely convertible. So it shows you what a misguided policy can do when countries are starting to think, well, yes, let's take a currency which is junk. And it shows you really the failure of the United States to maintain any sort of reasonable foreign policy in the Middle East. Yes, the Middle East is less important to us in general for various reasons, but no, the Middle East still really matters a lot, especially because of Saudi Arabia's willingness, perhaps, to take a junk currency.
We're speaking with China policy expert Gordon Chang on China's attempt to buy oil from Saudi Arabia using its own currency and not the U.S. dollar. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more with Gordon Chang straight ahead. Is there concern, and I think you just alluded to this, but I'd like for you to expound on it a bit more. China manufactures so much of the goods in the world that people use. Certainly here in the United States, a lot of people are probably without even realizing how much they buy is manufactured or at least sourced in China. If those Chinese manufacturers, which we know, of course, are wholly owned subsidiaries of the Communist Party in China, if they, as you said, if they stop taking dollars as payment, saying you can only buy our stuff, whether it's anything from, you know, monkey wrenches to lawnmowers to flower pots to things that we don't really think about but still need to buy, if they only want to accept that in renminbi, then we become disadvantaged and the rest of the world has to follow along with that, because a country, again, let's say it's developing Africa, they don't have the muscle to say, well, we only want to pay in dollars or whatever the case is. That seems to be the danger that you're describing here. Did I get that right?
Yes, we've been running these enormous trade deficits with China and others, and we can do that because they take our currency, and the United States can print as much of its currency as it wants because it is the world's reserve currency. If it's no longer the world's reserve currency, then we have got ourselves in a position where we can't buy as much as we have. We can't run these trade deficits. The world won't accept dollars. That's the real risk here. Now, fortunately for the U.S., China's manufacturing capabilities are eroding fast for a number of reasons. And factories are fleeing China for various places, India, Mexico, some even coming back here. And that's a good thing. But we got to remember that the world's reserve currency status is critically important to us, and we could not allow that to be affected. And certainly with our Saudi policy, we have opened the door to a world of hurt for Americans.
So is the fix for this a reversal in a policy, or is there no fix? Has there been too much of a slope that we're sliding down here?
I think there is a fix. There's a time where we can actually repair this. We got to remember that whatever people think of Trump, he had perhaps the most effective and successful American foreign policy in history. One would have to go back to maybe FDR to find any policy that was nearly as good. What we have done on January 20, 2021, and whatever one thinks of Biden, his foreign policy with regard to the Middle East has been one of the worst with regard to that region. Because he took a success and he's turned it into a debacle. And it's not just his failure to maintain cordial relations with the Saudi kingdom, but also his policy with regard to Iran. So we can repair this. I think people in the Biden administration realize what a mistake they've made. And also, of course, the American people can repair this in November 2024.
Gordon Chang, thank you so much for being with us once again on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.